Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this is Mark's Motivational Minute. Today's topic is the strength zone, and today we're diving deeper into this strength zone idea. I want you to listen to this excerpt from a recent speech I gave at a corporate conference, and you'll hear about how we utilize the strength zone mentality in our own business. Ladies and gentlemen, the strength zone.
I've used the strength zone in my life. The strength zone. John Maxwell says that in his book, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, that everybody is at a scale of 1 to 10 with everything that they do. And, some things that you do on a daily basis, you know, maybe I'm a 5 at, maybe I'm a 4 at, you know. I'll bet, how many people, if you're going to get honest with yourself, when it comes to the work that you do throughout the year, there's at least one thing that you know that's on your task list that if you were to get honest, you're like a 1, 2, or 3 at that thing. That's not your strength. We've all got something like that, right? And when we engage in those things, for me, it just bogs me down. You know, some of these things on my task list, I spend 80% of my time doing 20% of that work because it's just not in my strength zone. My strength zone is hold the microphone. My strength zone is writing the speeches. My strength zone is meeting the people. My strength zone is shaking hands and kissing babies, right? And so those are the things that me, I'm 7, 8, or 9 at. When it comes to my business, I'm a small business owner. We run a small, you know, two-person shop and one of the faster-growing motivational speaking firms in America. With that, as a small business, you know, you get to a certain point in your business growth where you have to do things that just are not for me. The taxes and the payroll and the contracts and the negotiation, the spreadsheets and the detail and the math, you know, I'm Asian, but it's not genetic. I'm not good at the math, right? The other day, I was trying to figure out how many days it had been since, or how many years it had been since 9/11. And I was like, it took me like 4 minutes to figure it out, right? It's just not my strength, right? These details, this analytics, it's not my strength. And so in my life, I implement the strength zone mentality. And here's how I'd like to explain it to you. This guy on the right is Jared Bye. He's also the co-author of our books. He's my business manager. He's a smart man. We've been buddies for 12 years. I got out of the military. We started this motivational speaking firm. And he's the reason why it all works. Because I was, we did 125 gigs last year. On the road almost 200 days, and you can't do that number of gigs across the country, 20 some states or something, without somebody backing you up. And so for me, it's Jared. Jared's a business manager. He's got the analytical brain. He's got the taxes, the payroll, the contracts, the negotiation, the spreadsheets, the data, all the analytics taken care of for us, right? And so if I were to do those things, I would never be able to be on the road 200 days a year. Since he does it, and since we formed this partnership, and since we've selected each other as people who stay in our strength zone, I get to stay in my strength zone and do this every day, right? And I don't have to worry about all that stuff. That's on his plate. He's good at that stuff, so then he takes care of that. My question for you is, if you really want to accomplish some of those things on that bucket list, or if you want to put your work hat on, if you really want to take your department or your organization to the next level, are we implementing this strength zone thing properly in our organization or in our department? When was the last time we even took an assessment? I'm a big fan of those StrengthsFinder 2.0. I don't get any money to endorse that kind of stuff. I just think that's smart stuff. I think it's identifying the strengths of your group. I think it's taking those and then putting those people in those positions where they can, for the most of their time, 80-20, 80% of the time, stay in their strength zone. And so that's how we implement our little two-person shop, and I think you can do that in your organization too. Because certainly there's things that you do that you're 1, 2, and 3 at. Can we utilize the strengths of our team and maybe do some delegation and move things moving around? Because so often in society or at work or just people in general, we say, okay, I really suck at this thing. I'm a 1, 2, or 3 at this thing. But that's the way we do it. That's the way it's always been done. So you just never think about moving beyond that. You never think about maybe delegating a little bit more intelligently. And so I think that's something that we can do.
So my friends, I hope you can utilize that in your life. I hope you can A, identify the strengths that you have in your life, and B, identify the weaknesses, and then surround yourself with somebody like Jared, who can balance you out and complement your strengths and your weaknesses and fill in those gaps for you. Because I believe that if we're going to achieve the things that we want to achieve in our life, our goals, our dreams, our visions, our bucket list items, and live the life we have imagined, I believe that we can't do it alone. I believe that we need to collaborate with somebody like I do at my organization, like Jared L. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Mark's Motivational Minute. I hope you make it a fantastic day.